Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to once again welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner here on this brisk morning after we've had a couple of warmer days, but we've come to expect that here in Tennessee and over in Kentucky, our neighbors over there. And, you know, if you don't like what's going on in the weather here, wait about 30 seconds and you'll get something different. But it's great to be here. It is a nice day, as is every day here upon this earth. They're all nice days, aren't they? But this one especially, since we get to come and do the Clay County Corner here each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country on your radio dial. And it's a pleasure being able to do this. And as we said, we do this each Thursday morning. Then we have a rebroadcast this afternoon, this evening at 6 o'clock. And these shows get streamed on the Del Alla Horizon website, so there are chances to listen to these. And I think maybe they've got some of them cataloged there where you can actually search, find what you're looking for. If you missed one and someone told you how great it was and you would like to hear it for yourself, that's kind of how you can do that. But first off, of course, we want to thank the folks that make this show possible each week. That is the Three Star Committee and the Chamber of Commerce and all of the great folks here in and around Clay County that buy sponsorship time here. And if you'd like to sponsor this show, you'll give them a call up at the radio station. There's at the headquarters. Of course, like I said, we're here at our little station here in Salina in the old courthouse. And we've got, hopefully I've got my guest coming in here in a few minutes. But right now, I think I've got a couple of things we can talk about. But we will, I tell you what let's do. Let's just take a little break and maybe let the technician maybe fire up maybe a Cherokee Upton song or two. And just let me know when they're coming back and I'll check on my guest. And we will see what's going on. So we'll be back just in a minute.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Mm-hmm. Here's Cherokee Upton with the Midnight Rider.
I don't know.
Song, Four Walls of Rayford.
This song was written by Ronnie Van Zant and Jeff Carlisi. It tells the story of a man who was sentenced to prison in northern Florida. It was first recorded by Leonard Skinner. For the chain gang and sleeping in the cold.
can't take that anymore.
Everyone, this has been one of those mornings. We have one of these every once in a while where our guest doesn't make it in, but I've got a backup person coming here in a few minutes. She's going to be over here, and we're going to sit down and just to have a little conversation about some of the things going on in and around here in Salina, and some of the things that she and I are involved in and that she's a part of. But before that, I know we have, of course, we have our birthday anniversary celebrations today. We've got a few names on that. We'll be giving away our birthday prize here in a few minutes, reading the names. And then I want to remind everyone that the number to call is 243-5574. And that'll get you to the answering machine here. And get your name on the list, and you win one of those wonderful prizes that is sponsored by WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And let's see, we've got a few things going on here this weekend. One thing, it's kind of on a sad note. I know we lost one of our local athletic supporters, just a guy here in and around Salina, and I know that he was one of our marble players, and I know the Tennessee Knucklers Marble Club had a marble tournament scheduled for this weekend for Mr. Mark Jenkins, but unfortunately Mark succumbed to his illness, but they're going ahead with this this benefit marble tournament this weekend, because one of Mark's wishes was that when he kind of knew what was going on, that he would like to have, and his family would like to have a memorial scholarship fund started for the golf over at the high school, and I think that they're going to do that for that, and also along with the marble tournament, they're going to have food over in the women's building that day, and this will, be for setting up this scholarship. It's kind of like our Kevin Watson scholarship that we have, where we raise a little bit of money and award a senior at Clay County High School each year. And I know, of course, Mark's daughter, Eliza, has been a four-year member, I think, of the golf team over there, and a good little golfer. And, of course, he loved the game of golf, and so this will be a lasting memorial to Mark and his memory. And then also we'll do a little rundown on our finale of our basketball season. Both our boys and girls, of course, this year made it to the state tournament. And the girls got eliminated in the first round, but after a tremendous season of being one of the better-ranked teams in the state, like I've said a number of times, we've got about 200 and something schools in our classification, and every one of the coaches in that except one in each classification loses the last game they play each year when you kind of look at that. But and the boys team, we made it down there with the boys team also, and they came in as one of the favorites to win the tournament, but made it through the first game and made it down to the final four, but ran into a little bad luck in the semifinal game and got eliminated. But during that week of time, we had some things to celebrate, not only just going to the, once again, to our, which made, actually we qualified for three state tournaments in boys basketball, with one of those being canceled just before they all headed to Murfreesboro because of COVID. And then last year, of course, we went all the way through and won the state tournament and brought the gold basketball back to Salina. And we were hoping to do that again this year, but we fell one game short. But once again, a tremendous season of basketball and some great awards. Once again, Grant Strong was named to the all-tournament state tournament team, and he was a repeater in the state's elite award for a basketball player, one in each one of the classifications in Tennessee, and that is the Mr. Basketball Award for the state of Tennessee. And Grant Strong won that for the second year, which is very, very unusual. But we'd like to congratulate, you know, our teams, our basketball teams, boys and girls, and all the young ladies and young men that have represented Clay County High School and the entire county of Clay. And I know we had a whole lot of the folks that were there to cheer them on. And, of course, I know they really appreciate that. But now, of course, it's time to move on to the next sports season over there. And right now we have softball and baseball going on. And the baseball team, I think they have got a couple of home games beginning tonight and tomorrow night over at the baseball field here at Clay County High School. So everyone come out and support those teams. These young men, young ladies, they just go from one sport into another, and they do a tremendous job of representing their school and our county throughout the state of Tennessee, throughout our area, and they need all of the support that we can give them here at home. And with that, I think we'll take a little short break. We'll come back, and hopefully my guest will be here, and we'll get some other business done. If she hadn't made it over yet, she just got to kind of come across the street. But we'll be back just in a minute.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Still waiting on my guest to get here, but before that happens, I guess this would be a good time. It's not hardly halfway through this morning's brilliant chatter you've got to listen to. Before we get to that, but right now we can go through and read our birthday list for today. We've got a few people celebrating birthdays. We have Miss Rebecca Collins. Shout out to her for the happy birthday. Mr. Bill Moulton, our retired game and fish person here, celebrated a birthday. And then over in the Pine Hill community, Mr. Buck Brown. And this one actually lives down in Smith County, but some of the folks up here call this one in, her relatives up here, Miss Candy Carlisle, celebrating a birthday. And let's see, Jordan Stone celebrated a birthday this past week. Miss Heather Barnes, that's not her married name. I do that sometimes. And also I have a wish a happy birthday to Donna Zuzma, better known as Maud. Donna worked for the school system here for a number of years, retired lady now, but we'd like to wish all of those folks a very, very happy birthday. And then here toward the end of the show, we will be awarding one of those birthday prizes. And I know, of course, we've got a whole bunch of things to talk about, things going on here in and around Salina and here at the courthouse. We're going to be making some changes here. We've got some that's going to completely change the looks around the old building here, and we'll be talking about that a little bit later on. And just lots of things going on, but that was kind of one of the things we were going to talk about if my guest had made it in here this morning. That was some of the improvements and things that are going to be going on down at the Salina's Donaldson Park. I know we've got things like some new signage that's going to direct people down to the park. I know they're working on some things down there. I know to refurbish, refinish, and get the basketball courts, the tennis courts, all back up to par again. And I think also they're working on lining one of those courts off for a pickleball court. If you haven't seen any videos of that yet, it's kind of an outdoor version of ping pong that allows some of us folks that aren't able to move hardly as fast as we could a few years ago on the tennis courts to still play a competitive game. And so that's some things going on there. And also I think there's the park committee that's working on trying to work out plans on doing a splash pad down there. And also I know that we have some new signage that's going to be going up welcoming folks here into the city of Salina. But in the coming weeks, we will be getting more details on this and get some deadlines on when some things are going to be happening. So just stay tuned. This is going to get a whole lot more interesting. So, but we're going to take another little short break. We'll be back just in a few minutes.
Goodbye, Joe, me gotta go, me oh my oh, me gotta go.
everyone. Taking a little break from music for a second, and I think maybe we're going to cue up a couple of more Cherokee Upton songs. But with Cherokee, of course, is a young lady here who's still in high school. She was a member of the basketball team. She's a senior this year, one of our better players on that team, contributed quite a bit to the team. But also, she is a extremely talented young lady who has done a little bit of recording and has been doing benefit shows and things here. Been in our Christmas programs every year since she was, golly, I guess, all the way back down in junior high school. And we're looking at next week if we can get it worked out, and that is to do a special show here with showcasing Cherokee and some of her music, talking about her grandfather, Mr. Eldon Davis, who is one of the more renowned dobro players in the world, who he lives over in edge of Overton County, real close to Clay County, and maybe even play a couple of numbers that he did over the years, and kind of have a show, and maybe gonna let her bring her guitar in and do a couple of live songs. And I know she's written a few original songs that a whole lot of people may have not heard. We probably try to do that and just kind of do a little showcase and of her talents, her abilities, and talk about her aspirations now that high school's over, what's next for her in the career world, whether it's further education or whether it's, you know, pursuing a musical career. But we'll be doing that next week, and right now I think we're going to play maybe a couple of more of those songs, and we'll be back just in a minute. Carol's bed or something and woke her up. But, Carol, good morning. And I had Miss Frances Donaldson is coming over as a backup, and she just now walked in too. So I've got two ladies with me now. There's no telling where we may wander off to here.
All right, how y'all doing?
Real good. Carol, like I said, it came down to talk to us a little bit about the Donaldson Park down there and some of those things. And I know Francis has been involved with the signage program here. We may chime in on that just a little bit while you're here. Carol, kind of give us, introduce yourself and kind of what the group that you're heading and what you're looking forward to and some of the things that we're getting done.
So my name is Carol Abney, and I'm a CPA here in Solana. And I have been fortunate enough to serve on several boards, but one of my favorite boards is the Solana Park Foundation. We are trying to renovate the park and improve it for people. We've got several projects going on. We've talked about doing a splash pad down there. They're redoing the tennis courts right now. So Dr. Doug Young at the Chamber and the county helped us with a grant to redo the tennis courts and the basketball court, and they've been down there doing some painting, and it looks a lot nicer. We've also had several people, of course, the previous mayor, Tanya Spears, had replaced some of the playground equipment, and then we've had several people volunteer to redo the playground and all that stuff. And I think the mayor, the Solana mayor, Luke, had hired somebody to do maintenance on the park, so that's helpful. We've just been trying to chug along, and our main goal is to have a splash pad. So we hear the whole community talking about going to Livingston and other places and how much they love the splash pad. And I can't remember the exact rates, but I know that the obesity rates and diabetes rates in Clay County are high for the state average in Tennessee. And we thought that having a splash pad would also help with activities and give people a place to be. So we're still working on that. We have gotten approval from the Corps of Engineers, which is amazing because it takes forever to get approval from them. Bobby Reed's been helping us do that, and he works a lot with the Corps of Engineers. So he's been our contact and working with the city. And it takes a lot of red tape to get this stuff done, and it takes a while. But we fast-tracked some of that. Now we are trying to get the state of Tennessee to approve the archaeological part of it. So they've been wanting us to do an archaeological study. We're trying to get around that because it's a lot of money and a lot of time.
Well, that study was done. There's been a study done, I don't know, whenever the park was built. And, you know, I really don't know of a whole lot more artifacts or anything that may have been buried since then.
Us either, but Bobby Reed is the specialist on that. He's worked other Corps of Engineers properties that had archaeological studies, and from what I understand, I wish he was here, but from what I understand, they have changed their rules about the archaeological studies, so that's kind of why they're asking for one. But we think we've got it figured out, a way to get around that.
Do they know the grandfather clause?
They said that if we built on property that had already been disturbed, that the Corps was fine with it. So you're looking at, like, all the parking lot area or anything down there that's already been disturbed. So if we can get the state of Tennessee to let us get around the archaeological study, then we'll be on our way. So it's a lot of barrier, but we're not giving up. We intend to have a splash pad for
soil. I know, I think, what is the depth of topsoil you can disturb without?
6 inches.
6 inches, and I know they've already allowed that.
Yes.
In the playground itself, because I think we dug out, at least 18 inches to put sand and things in there. So
the Corps says if it's previously disturbed property.
And that has been right there next to where the playground equipment is.
We had talked about some different things. We actually had a little meeting last night just to talk about splash pad placement, but we can't settle on anything. We're very apprehensive to give up assets that we already have to build a new asset.
Right.
And, of course, the parking's important, and they're building a pickleball thing down there. Everybody's excited about that.
That's outdoor ping pong.
Yes, like gigantic ping pong. Yeah, yeah. So I know Pat Roberts had come by my office, and she's very excited about the pickleball. So we've got a lot of excitement in the community. We have created this Bricks fundraising program. Have you seen that?
No, but you explain that to everyone. I know they've seen, a lot of folks have seen the card that you've left around at different places here.
So a lot of places, when they're trying to raise money, they will sell bricks, and you can put your name on it, your family's name, to commemorate loved ones that have passed, or just whatever you want to put on it.
Frances and I have our names, I think, down at the Centennial Mall, don't we, Frances?
Yes. See, that's amazing. It's so nice. It's fun to be able to go and look and see your name on something, and we have a lot of people that care about Donaldson Park. And the name of the project, the fundraising project, is called the Solana Park Project. So if you go online and you Google Solana Park Project, it'll pop up, and you can buy a small brick, which is 8x4, for $135, or you can buy a large brick that's 8x8 for $545. And you can put whatever you want to on the brick, and then we'll take those bricks and build a walkway, and that's our way of helping fundraise for the splash pad. So the splash pad is a large goal and a large project, and everybody's been working hard on it and together, and we've gotten the city on board and the county on board, and a lot of people, there's a lot going on. Confident that if we stay after it, we will finally make it happen.
Of course, there's one thing down there that's kind of dear to my heart, and that's the old marble yard, I think.
Yes, so somebody had mentioned putting the splash pad down in the, and we kind of have a natural amphitheater type
right down
there where the marble yard's at, but we're wanting to redo the marble yard.
Right.
We want to save that part. So we've already found a way we're working on a design right now to keep the marble yard. We're hopeful, fingers crossed, that we can have a marble tournament here.
We have permission from the Kentucky Headhunters to use their names on a marble tournament.
I know.
Here.
I'm so excited about that. And we have a lot of things happening. We want to make the bathrooms bigger and better. We have, Gary Head has already committed to building the pavilion. We've already put it on the plans, so a new pavilion. We're working on the splash pad. We're talking about redoing the marble yard. And then we had talked about building a building down by the river and doing like more of a sports complex type thing. So we've got a lot going on. It's exciting.
Okay, and of course we're working right now on our marble museum here in the courthouse. And if you look over this way, in the past couple of weeks, we have the actual trophy from the group that went to England. I think it had been stored in a basement. We've got to do some reconditioning on it, but that's the actual trophy that they won when they won the European Championship in Ringer Marbles over in England. And also Mr. Travis Cherry brought by one of the cups from the group that went to the New Jersey Marble Tournament up there. And then the one in the middle there is the Dumas Walker King of Marbles Tournament Heavy Duty sponsored forever. So we've got those things here. I've got a display case that's got some of the marbles in it already. That's something, too, that we want to get the word out to folks. That is, if you have any pictures, history of old marble yard, marble players, any of those things like that, you need to see me, give me a call at my phone number, send me an email, or just anything, because, you know, we need all of these things to go through and to pick out those things that we feel that are worthy of being placed here in a museum that will be a permanent display. And I know we have a gentleman, Mr. Bob Fulcher, who was the expert who actually got the folks from ESPN here, the folks from Sports Illustrated and all those things that came in here, and he helped to get the Standing Stone Marble Tournament set up, and he has agreed to be on the board of directors here, and we've got a meeting coming up with him. And, of course, we'll be including the folks in Monroe County. The Roley Hole Marble Tournament, it includes folks from Monroe County, because Monroe and Clay County, the hotbed and the thing that the only place where the Roley Hole Marbles originated and was played. So this is kind of a dual county thing of Monroe and Clay County. So we're looking for materials, and I've got some stacks of materials, photos from different places. We've downloaded newspaper articles. I think I've got one laying up here from about 1980 something that shows it's from a newspaper. I think maybe the Chicago Tribune or something. It has about a quarter page picture of Russell Collins down playing marbles. So that is, you know, we're really working hard on that. We have a new website for the Clay County Courthouse that's just been developed. It is, I think I've got it written down here, the Clay County Courthouse TN.com. It's just the name of it. It has all kinds of things on there. We're looking at things, you know, the Bud Garrett material. We've got a bunch of that in. The Dumas Walker thing, the Headhunters thing. There's about seven or eight things that we're going to really emphasize. Now, that's enough of me talking for a minute. Francis, move over close to the microphone. She's one of those folks that don't like to talk on the radio. That does a tremendous amount of work for us in many various ways. She volunteers. She's on the courthouse committee here. I think she is volunteering right now on the signage committee, and which we got that settled and we're getting those ordered as we speak. We'll have some new, bright, informative signs. And I think there's a plan maybe to move the old sign on down to direct people on down into Donaldson Park, because we've never had real good directions or even letting people know that Donaldson Park is here. So, but, you know, and I know the committee that you're on, and I know that the city mayor and the county mayor are both really, really, you know, working on these things. And
they are. They've been extremely helpful and supportive.
We know that, you know, there are, I know that one of the emphasis is tourism, and one of the emphasis through that is the so-called distressed counties, which we are a part of. So, you know, we're looking forward to, you know, keep these things moving forward. Of course, we're working on our project here at the courthouse, our windows project. We've got, you know, some of the windows in, and we have had 10 families or groups that have actually adopted a window here, which allowed us to meet our match for this year's grant, and we have enough money to take care of the four most important windows in this courthouse, and that is the decorative windows here in the end. And that's being made possible by the Adopt-a-Window program, and be working on those memorial plaques to go on those windows and get those up. As soon as weather gets good, we get the painting finished on them. It hasn't been a good painting winter yet, but I know that those windows were in terrible condition, and every time we had a windstorm or anything, that we would lose another one of those original panes out of there. So we immediately got those out, got those up in Lexington, getting those restored.
We have some exciting things going on in Solana. One other thing that I wanted to mention, we're fixing to do Movies in the Park again. So last summer, the Park Board, the Solana Park Foundation, in collaboration with the city, had put on a movie in the park, and I believe it was in July. And we had around 350, 400 people show up. So I think they're going to start a series of movies this summer, so that'll be amazing to have that going. And then also Sydney Birdwell, our treasurer, is going to help. She's an assistant marketing director at Twin Lakes, and she's going to help us make sure that we have good internet at Donaldson Park. So Twin Lakes gave us a grant for that, and then we have the movie projectors and stuff for the movie, so we're excited.
Is it going to be, I guess the Wi-Fi be kind of like it is here for special occasions? And
you know, I'm not sure. We're talking about taking money and paying for it to have it all summer. So if maybe Twin Lakes can work with us, we're hopeful that we can work out a deal and pay a little bit for it, and then us have it all summer, because a lot of people go to the park at other times, not on just on special occasions, and we want to make sure that everybody can go down there, and, you know, if they want to sit and do their homework, or if they want to walk the trail and listen to something on the internet, we want that to be possible.
You know, the course then, being a naysayer sometimes, the only problem with that is the same problem that we had here around the courthouse when it was open full time. And that is, you know, folks will, I mean, not being on the downside, but folks would walk across the restaurant and get them a sack lunch or a sack dinner or something, and come over to picnic tables and sit right beside a garbage can and leave their bag sitting on the table. That's something that...
Yeah. We've all been trying to go down there when we get time. Of course, the Solana Park Foundation is all volunteers, but we've all been pitching in. I know Jason Upton has organized high school kids to pick up trash down there three different times, and they've done an amazing amount of work. And Kenny Westmoreland is the advisor out there for the the, I can't remember what the high school club named themselves, but we have a high school club that complements the Solana Park Foundation that goes down there and volunteers. So hopefully we can get people to be respectful, and then with the signage and stuff, maybe we can put up enough signs that says, please keep our park. Because, you know, we want nice things in Solana, but we have to take, we all have to pitch in and take care of it.
You know, I know I briefly spoke a minute, and I think one of the things that had been decided in one of the last meetings was that we're going to replace the big round globes on our poles out here. We have a new decorative. It's kind of an acorn shape. It kind of reminds you of maybe some of the things you would see down in Natchez, Mississippi or somewhere or another, instead of just the big plain round globes. And we'll be getting those up, get those posts repainted, and the electrical on those updated. I know they've been here a pretty good while, but the posts themselves are in real good shape, and I think folks are really, really, really going to like the new globes up on them. And I think also they're in plans to increase the lighting, Tri-County lighting around the courthouse here. I think I said, we first talked about that, about doing that lighting first, and I said, well, that'd be great. We can light it up real good at night, and people can see how bad our posts look.
Surely we can find volunteers to redo the posts.
Well, you know, they're just a... that's one thing that's something I've always been able to depend on, that is Francis and folks here, and I know folks realize that she doesn't like to be talked about, but over the years, the volunteer work that she has done in so many, many different fields here, and sometimes we like to get her up front and get her to speak because she can't talk, but now, another thing down at the park is kind of a pet peeve that I've always had is that we have a trail that goes right by one of the most beautiful rivers in the state of Tennessee, but we couldn't see the river from the trail.
So an update on that, Jason Upton and Bobby Reed and then Gary Plumley and Jason Hamilton are all on the park board, and they have been working on a plan to remove the invasive species. Jason Upton has put a tremendous amount of work into a map that shows five different ways that we can remove invasive species. We want a riverside trail where you can walk down through there and see the river. We've got so many things going on, I can't remember everything. Another thing that we've got, the Clay County Library got a grant to put kiosks on the little trail down there behind the small pavilion. So they're going to have, it's like a book trail where kids can walk and read parts of books on a trail, and so that's very exciting. We were talking yesterday about cleaning up that small trail, so we got a lot of things going at Donaldson Park. It just takes a little time and a lot of effort, but we're committed to making sure that happens.
And, you know, when that trail was, when it was first built, it was a park horse trail. I remember that.
You know,
you weren't very big. You probably couldn't reach a lot of those things
there.
And there was, I don't know how many exercise stations around through there. And I think somewhere along the line, the maintenance of those things plus the liability of those things, because some of those things were fairly dangerous around through there, and those went away. But that was the main reason that course was built. It was built as an exercise trail. And about, I don't know, ever so many yards, there was an exercise station around through there.
Yeah. We have one of the main things that I can think of now that we use that trail for back there, of course, a lot of people, I run on it all the time, or I used to when I had time for tax season. But, and then Rhonda Elam from the Tuckasee Archery, she has a huge following. Her organization puts on two or three events a year down there, and some of them bring like 600, 700 people, and they put archery like...
Right.
Shooting places back in
the animals.
Yes.
The 3D animals.
Yeah.
Of course, I asked Rhonda why Tennessee didn't come first in that name. She said she lived in Kentucky. But we have, I mean, it is a total cooperation between the two groups here, and it is a great organization. And I know we have had the state tournament here. Mm-hmm. We've had some state qualifying tournaments.
Yep.
And she also sponsors some tournaments. And I know I had her on the radio show a while back, and she had some numbers where they had, unofficially talked to some of the merchants here and the folks that were here that attended, and I've forgotten how many $100,000 that they had spent here in Clay County.
Absolutely.
For the weekend. And, and also they have a permanent site up there where they do have a practice range for
mm-hmm.
archery here.
My husband, Randall's Garage, he's worked on several people's cars, but he's been here for over 30 years, and they've told him that they were here just for that archery tournament. So, yeah, it brings business.
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do for the last few minutes here. We're going to do a little business spotlight on Randall's Garage. You are members of the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
We both are. Yes.
Tell us about Randall's Garage.
So my husband, Randall Adney, has been in Solana. He started his business, Randall's Garage, in 1993.
And before that, he'd worked for who?
He worked for Reister's Auto Parts. So Dino Reister, for a long time. I think he started for Dino in 1981. Right out of high school.
Well, he was a kind of a different character. Going back a few stories, and some of the buddies that would hang around up at the parts store. When Dino said something about hiring Randall, and they saw Randall. Of course, I think Randall may have had long hair then, kind of hippie looking, and they looked at him. What does he know about cars?
So, let me tell you a little story. Randall replaced his first head gasket on a '53 Chevy when he was 12 years old. And they cut the head gasket out of roofing tin with some tin shears, and it worked. So as far as working on cars, of course, he had to work on cars like that because they didn't have the money to go buy new parts. But he's worked on cars. That's all he's ever known. But he truly enjoys what he does.
Okay, to tell about what he does, some of the things that he does.
We have an alignment machine, so he does alignments. He actually went to school in high school to do alignments. So and custom exhaust, he does some of the most amazing custom exhaust, especially on classic cars. That's his favorite thing. And, of course, he's a carburetor and engine guy, so, you know, he works on carburetors. That's very rare these days. We do a lot of, I think we've got a 65 Corvette sitting up there right now. We do a lot of old cars. And he has GTOs, and, of course, they have that tri-power setup that has three carburetors,
right,
which is difficult to make it run, but that's his specialty. The reason his specialty are those cars is because he had a 66 GTO when he was in high school, and he had to make it run. So we still have that GTO. He paid $135 for it, and it's sitting in the garage of the house. It's one of the members of the family now. So he said, if anything ever happens to me, just make sure my car's okay.
And also on the other side of that, any type of automotive work that you need done, I think Randall's got an assistant up there.
We've got two mechanics that work for us. Yeah, one of them's an alignment specialist. The other one's
pretty good work.
They do excellent work, and they're very precise. But we do brakes, we do tires, we replace engines, transmissions, basically whatever anybody needs. You all know in a small town you have to be versatile in what you do. And we've been fortunate. We have two good mechanics that work for us, and we've been busy. So
I'm gonna get something out of here. We gotta get a takeaway here in a minute.
The best thing about Randall is he loves what he does.
Well, and you know, there are and she talked about custom exhaust. If you've never been to an exhaust shop and watched those guys, you bring your car in there. They'll put it up on the lift. They'll look at it. They'll go off. They'll go back and bend a piece. They'll start out with just a piece of straight pipe. They'll make a bend here, and they'll come back, and they'll look. They'll come make another little bend. And when they get done, they have got a perfectly fitting tailpipe for your custom car.
Yes,
and I do know that it's amazing just to watch those guys work.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, ladies, we're about to run out of time. And I've drawn a winner here for our birthday cake today. And Rebecca Collins has won the birthday cake today. So happy birthday, Rebecca. And we remind everyone, you know, to give us a call here at 243-5574. And you'll get the answering machine and speak slowly and clearly. And wait just a second before you start talking, because sometimes you cut off the first syllables of the person's name, and it's hard to decipher who they are. But we enjoy doing this, and we'll be doing this again next week, same time, same channel. Good Lord's willing, creeks don't rise. But we, once again, it's just a pleasure being here, and may the good Lord bless and keep you until then. We'll see you again here on WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country with the rebroadcast this evening on the same station at 6 o'clock. And with that, I guess it's time to say good day, Clay County. Ladies, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning, and we'll be talking at you later.
Thanks, Tom.
Good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. It will be rebroadcast this evening at 6 p.m. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.